Welcome back. Well, insurer Momentum Metropolitan has seen a 53% spike in normalized headline earnings, and that's thanks to cost-cutting and new business growth. The company is aware that cost-cutting can only do so much and says that it will focus on revenue growth moving forward, but the group's warned that it's bracing itself for single-digit growth next year as the outlook on the economy remains dim. Company CEO Hilly Meyer joins us in studio now with a closer look at those numbers. Thanks so much, Hilly, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, you've reported a 53% jump in normalized headline earnings, with cost-cutting help boost your profitability to a large extent. How close to the bone have you cut on the cost front?
Look, our total controllable cost is about 9 billion, and it stayed flat for the year. Now, you know, just I think just naturally revenue would grow even in this environment. You know, maybe sort of a low number, but still, you know, any growth in revenue and no growth in cost obviously has a very, very positive impact. We focus the cost cutting more on, I think, those areas that don't directly impact our sort of client-facing business units. So I don't think we've harmed the business. I think we just did a bit more with less money.
What was necessary in a tough economic environment, I guess. But as you say, while you know, you've gotten a handle on costs and that holding some limitation, how does the business plan to grow moving forward? What's on your growth agenda to push revenue growth?
Look, we're seeing, I think, pretty good growth in the corporate area, also in the short-term area. I think where we need to focus more, and that's what I refer to as the bigger challenge on the retail side, on both Metropolitan Retail and Momentum Retail. And I think we just had to, I think, get our own house in order in terms of, you know, maybe refining products a bit and also our own service, you know, delivery and so forth. I mean, I think before clients and advisors will vote with their feet, I think we first have to show that we can deliver the goods. I think we're well positioned to do that now. But any growth in this environment will have to come from, you know, taking business away from competitors. Mm. I think that's the reality, and that's why we, you know, basically just made the point that, you know, growth will be quite tough.
And I guess further illustrating that is the fact that you've seen a 31% increase in losses to almost a half a billion rand at your new initiatives unit, which includes your health insurance joint venture in India, and AO, a mobile insurance JV with MTN in some of the African countries as well. What are the challenges there, and how quickly before that picture starts to turn around?
This coming year, the 2020 financial year, will actually, you know, I think see the turning point. It was always planned that especially the India JV, which makes up, you know, 2/3 of the total losses on new initiatives, you know, it was always planned that this coming year will be the year where, you know, we would need to, you know, invest most in that business. After that, it should improve, and then, you know, hopefully wouldn't require any more investment in 4 years from now. That's the plan.
Having said that, what kind of capital commitments are you making now in the year ahead?
The total spend on new initiatives will be 500 million, of which 300 million will be on the India JV.
Okay, so that on that front. In the meantime, I want to look at your operations here. Momentum Life jumping by 87%. You're saying that it's benefited from an update in product pricing. What shifts have been triggered?
Look, I think when we look at the 81%, I think just keep in mind that the base period was subject to a number of actuarial assumption changes and so forth. So I think sort of the real growth is a bit more modest than that, but still significant. I think a lot of the cost impact was also in Momentum Life. Mm-hmm. And also Momentum experienced very good mortality profits, basically.
You know, the complete inverse to Discovery.
Okay, I understand, so yes.
Moving forward, what's the plan there in terms of how much more lever or leverage you've got to play with on the pricing front?
Look, I think we're happy with the pricing as it is. You know, we're also doing very well, I think, with the larger premium type policies. We'd like to focus a bit more, I think, on medium-sized premium policies where we're maybe not as competitive. But we're very happy with the positioning of Myriad generally. And it is a formidable player in the market. This year, the sales volumes were flat compared to the prior year. But we'd like to see growth in that in the coming year.
What's your competitive advantage?
Look, I think with Myriad, it's a combination of, I'd say, our pricing skills and also, Multiply, our wellness program, is quite an important player. We're not the only entity in that space, but I think, those companies that combine the wellness program with the risk side are at an advantage. Mm-hmm. But it remains competitive.
And still, you've cautioned that single-digit growth is what's to be expected in the next financial year, and that would be a fair result. What's it going to take to turn things around here, or is double-digit earnings simply a thing of the past?
Look, we're aiming for double-digit earnings, maybe in the low teens would be realistic. But I think we made the point that, there's a limit to the cost-cutting, like you alluded to earlier, and the benefit of improvement in sales volumes doesn't come through immediately in life insurance. There's a bit of a delay, and I think that's why we just want to manage expectations a bit, because this is a long-term game. We won't see the same kind of a turnaround that we saw this year.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Hilly. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Hilly Meyer is CEO of Momentum Metropolitan.